Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots. You're listening to the Dusty Phonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots in a track called Plastic Fantastic from their latest Waxing. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Vicky and the Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots.
Yes, it is Vicky Vortex, even though you bumped it. Yes, it is Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots. Because I did put down, I think, in the file I sent you that they were called Vicky and the Cum Shots. Not true, it's Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots. Fairly easy to find, really. You just type in Vicky Vortex and the Cum Shots, and guess what? You're going to find them pretty quickly. You might even arrive a bit early.
Thanks.
Absolutely great band from Brighton and Spain and all that, I think. Well done to them. But we're nearly ready to get some more stuff off them, because we played quite a bit off that album now. So let's see what else they get for us for the rest of 2014, and hello to the band. I've got some additional material, Tony.
Excellent.
It's quite unusual additional material this week.
Okay.
You're going to like it. If you have a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. Here's something interesting, Tony.
What's
this
that?
Is from Paddy. He said, it's been a while, and I'm still trying to catch up with your excellent podcast. Damn my iPod. Anyway, here's a joke. Don't know if you've already heard it. A dying priest calls for his bank manager and his lawyer. They are ushered into his bedchamber and given seats each side of his bed. After a while of listening to the priest shuffle his way off his mortal coil, the lawyer clears his throat and asks, is this something that you want us to do, Father? The priest opens his dying eyes and says, Jesus died between two thieves. I'd like the same privilege. Chin chin! Some Paddy. Little bit of social comment there. From where, Tony?
Do it now.
From Arusha, Tanzania.
Wow.
Hey, Tanzania listeners, one, Punky Radio, nil. Bloody, but he even gave me the P.O. box. I'm not getting in touch with that. Never know what happened in Tanzania. So anyway, thanks very much for that, Paddy. I have something else here as well. It says, hi, Paul and Tony. I wanted to let you know that this old listener celebrated his birthday in a crazy way earlier this month. My other half drove me up a couple of hours north, and I found out I was going tandem skydiving. That's something I've wanted to do for years. After about 15 minutes... after we're at the small airport, my girlfriend revealed that she had another surprise. She said she would also be jumping. She was scared, but said she thinks that she would have regretted it more if she didn't jump. I loved it. Since that was my 47th birthday, I don't know how I will top it for my 50th. Any suggestions? Anyway, that's from Rem.
Yeah, Rem.
That's from your mate Rem. Who is from where, Tony?
He's from Marines, north of San Francisco.
Is he?
Yeah. Well, it's just north of the bridge, but it's Marin County. But
yeah, wow.
Yeah.
That's fabulous. I don't know why. I thought he was from Los Angeles. Anyway, excellent work, Ren. Well done. And if you do have any ideas about how we can celebrate his 30th, email Tony at punkyradio.com. Type in your email. I think this is what Ren should do for his 50th. Make them as bad as possible, please. I do have a bit more in additional material for later on in the show, but I'm going to save it for now. Because right now, my friend Liz the lawyer came up last Friday to help me out with my attack, you might remember.
Yes.
And I said to her, can I play you anything on Punky Radio next week? And she said, yeah, MFC Chicken. Wasn't expecting that, but it's happening. I don't think we've played this track before. This is from their latest album that came out in last year, I think. What is MFC Chicken's Facebook page?
facebook.com/MFC Chicken Band?
No, facebook.com/MFC Chicken.
Overthought it.
Step one, Tony one, Laundromatic. Listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
MFC Chicken. Have you got any Facebook for us?
I do.
Wonderful.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, most people are. I assume. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page. Leave us a comment and get in touch. Please do give us some feedback. Maybe if you like a favourite song or favourite band from the week, or have a request for a band from the vaults, maybe anything really, because you will be able to go through all the old shows at some point very soon.
At some point very soon, Tony, because you're updating the website, is that right?
I certainly am.
You're doing a grand job.
One little thing left to do and it can go up. But anyway, so there's one really, it was a thank you from Darren John Meredith, who says, thanks for playing a bag of slugs from the new Gung Ho CD, Gooba Gooba. You did correct him. Pleasure. You need to practice saying Goopa Goopa, though. He says, I will. Should have mentioned, we've got a CD launch in Cardiff on Saturday. If you could share this. It was last Saturday.
It was last Saturday, so we didn't share it yet.
I hope it went well.
Me too. Thanks for the comment. I also hope it went well. Gung Ho. Hope you got some good out of being played on the show.
That's it for Facebook.
Well, the rest of you get yourselves on Facebook. I know you're on Facebook. You send me messages. Come on, get them on the page. Write some nonsense.
Yeah.
Listen to the Tick Turds. Are you with me? I've got an idea. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Tickters. They're from up north, aren't they?
I don't know if I've heard of them.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. We've played them before.
Okay.
And they're from up north, and that's some proper punk rock for you there. What is the Tick Turds a Bandcamp page?
Tickturds.bandcamp.com?
No, it's thetickturds.bandcamp.com. Probably been on the internet too, Tony Wong. Did you do anything last week?
Well, was working on the new Punky site, which that's nearly done, and booked a holiday. Finally gave in and booked a last minute trip going to Germany next week, going Friday morning till Saturday.
That well known beach destination.
Yeah. Well, I think the south of Germany we've not seen, and it's going to be quite warm down there.
Where are you going to?
Don't know yet, but it'll be the south of Germany. So more like China, towards Bavaria. And
so have you actually booked a holiday? Have you booked a ferry?
We booked the ferry. We booked the ferry and I'm driving. So
right, okay.
We'll,
you love driving. Your holidays aren't holidays, they're just driving.
Ah. Behind the wheel, driving through the country. Apart from Belgium, of course.
Yeah. On the autobahn.
I've got to go through the Antwerp and Ring Road again.
Oh, you've got to go through the Antwerp Ring Road again, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I hate that.
Yeah.
The Belgians.
I was talking to someone about that. I can't remember who.
It's a nightmare. But anyway, that was it, really.
Right. Yeah. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, thank you.
I watched England, Tony. I got a new telly.
Oh yeah, how is your new telly?
I got a new telly. Well, you know, I've been a bit surprised because, you know, I had a little telly and now, yeah, I've got a larger. It's not massive, I've got a larger telly, and I've just been constantly surprised at how massive people are. Because I would like to see him on a small screen. Yeah, but I mean, he's put on a bit of weight. Yeah, oh no, he hasn't. It's just the massive telly. Oh, she's put on a bit of weight. No, it's just a massive telly. Saw Glenn Oddle on the telly last week, and he's fat now.
Yeah, he's put on some weight.
Yeah, he's put on a bit, yeah. Yeah, so I did that, and I watched England round at my friend Maria's. She's Italian. That was a bad idea.
Right, yeah. Oh,
she was screaming Forza Italia all the way through. I left in half.
Yeah.
I thought we accredited ourselves very well. I think England are a very good team, and I think we were unlucky to lose. However, if we lose to Uruguay,
yeah, that would be a different story.
It's a different story. Yeah, yeah. We really do have to, because I watched them. They're not all that, and we've had our most difficult match.
Yeah.
So hopefully we will beat them, and then it'll be down to us be Costa Rica to see who goes through. Or who knows? It's one of those groups now, isn't it? Because it's all
Who's got the other 3 points? Is it Uruguay?
What, sorry?
Who's got the other 3 points? Is it Uruguay?
Costa Rica,
all right.
Costa Rica beat you.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. The so-called whipping boys of the group look pretty useful.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I know. Right, then. Two songs in a row for you now. First up, a band called Sunken Monkey, who sent me a message via Facebook saying, could you have a listen to this track? And I said, look, I can't be bothered. Email it to me. So they did. And I said, thank you very much, and I liked it, so we're going to play it. There'll be another track straight after this, but right now, what is Sunken Monkey's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/SunkenMonkey?
It is indeed, Sunken, S-U-N-K-E-N, Monkey. Tony 2, probably the internet 2. This town's too big for the both of us. We'll be right back.
Fantasist.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And rather fittingly, listening to Destroy the Evidence, that track was by a band called Law and Order, and it's called Self Destruction, which I should really have dedicated to Spain for their efforts in the World Cup last week. Hilarious. Cost me a bit. I'd have bet on them. 5-1 to the Dutch. I said the Dutch had got goals in them. I didn't think they got that many. I had Spain 3-2, not Holland 5-1. Anyway, Law and Order are a band from Baltimore, Maryland, from the very early 80s. And I'm not sure. I think these are old recordings that have been re-released by a small label in the States.
Right.
Which is giving you a bit of a clue that good luck with the website.
Lawandorder.com, don't know.
No, it's fetalrecords.com/law, and it's the symbol and order. And you can find out a bit about them there. They don't appear to really have a website. It's also very hard to find websites for bands called Law and Order, because there's quite a lot of Law and Order going on. I even typed in Law and Order Punk, and it turns out there was a US show called Law and Order, and it had an episode called Punk.
Right.
It didn't help at all. You will be able to find out a bit more about them there. Fascinating old band who were at one time Henry Rollins' favourite band.
Okay.
How about that? So, you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Oh, first of all, what's that? That's Paulie B and Internet 3, Tony 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar, is it?
It's only you. Yes, another week, another few weeks at 12 Bar Club. Don't forget, if you can sign the petition to help, that would be much appreciated. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/punkyradio, and support it to stop the old capitalist pigs moving in and all of that. Support the venue, it's a good venue. These are three gigs this weekend, Friday to Sunday. This Friday the 20th, Little Mammoths, Catalina Kicks, John, and Diatribe. How much do you think that is Friday evening?
£6.
It is.
Very good.
Saturday night, Basement Apes, Freaked Out, Cam Cole, Brett M Trio, and more to be confirmed. It's an Enterprise Studios night.
Right, we think that's indie, don't we?
It's increasingly looking like it.
Yeah. Or more indie directional.
Yeah. Saturday evening, how much do you think?
£6.
It is. Finally, Sunday night, The Last Vinci, All the Above, and Whiskey Chaser. It's the old Sunday could be anything night. Oh. How much do you think?
Fiver.
It is a fiver.
Oh, nice. Well, that positively done there.
Excellent.
665. Across the road for the Number of the Beast. See, right in his kitchen window.
Yeah. Excellent. That's it there for gigs.
That's it, yeah?
Yep.
So that concludes Tony's
International Gig Guide. 12 bar.
Now for great band. We haven't played these in a while. This album came out in, I think, 2012. And might have been last year. It was a while ago. A band called The Rippers, all the way from Cagliari in Sardinia. And I am right there. Yes, I am right there. And hello to Lisa Paolo. I interviewed him once. Absolutely brilliant. Fantastic live. This album's great. A little bit of, I don't know, to really call it garage punk. I don't know. It's just great, fast, brilliant music. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheRippers?
No, Facebook.com/TheRippers666. Or to be in step 4, Tony 2. This is A Gun in His Hand.
Ah!
You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Rippers, a gun in his hand. Are you doing anything this week?
I'm going on holiday to Germany.
On Friday?
Yeah, on Friday. For a week. So, yeah, that's pretty much what we're doing. And up to then, we're rushing around, getting a few bits finished at the house and just trying to actually book somewhere to stay while we're there, of course. But
Of course, yeah.
Of course. But yeah, that's it. What are you up to?
I haven't decided where to watch the England game on Thursday yet. I don't know. I might even watch it at home. I haven't decided.
What time is it? Is it 5?
At 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
And next Tuesday is 5 o'clock.
Right.
I haven't decided that. And then on Saturday, I'm doing a gig in Bournemouth in front of Stags and Hens. But I'm on first. So I should be away from there at 9:30. And I might go and stay in my mum and dad's caravan in Bournemouth for a couple of days.
Excellent.
Who knows? I'll see what the weather's like, whether I fancy it or not. One of the good things about having a mum and dad with a caravan is that sometimes you can stay in it.
Yeah.
It's in a lovely spot as well. Not very rock and roll this week. I'm sure I will be next week, though, and there'll be more information about that probably next week. I want to crack on with the next song, because I've got a little bit of additional material about this. Next song is from the latest Restless album, Seconds Out, as named by me, and one of my favourite tracks off it. But I'm going to ask you... I'll tell you what, I'll ask you Restless's website now. What's Restless' website?
I didn't think they had one, but is it restless.com?
No, it isn't, and you're right, they haven't got one. They do have a Restless Rockabilly Fans page, but I'm going to give you the point here, because that's a ridiculous page as well. If you type in Restless Rockabilly Fans to Facebook, you will find it, but my additional material here is this, and this is why Restless need a website. Because there are other bands in the world called Restless, one of which is as follows. I found this from the website for Restless. Over the past 10 years, Galway-based band Restless have been one of the leading wedding bands in the west of Ireland. They comprise a four-piece band and also provide one of the most professional disco services available today. Restless are growing from strength to strength, playing weddings and functions throughout the country, and have just returned from another successful tour of Las Vegas. Vinnie Morgan and Restless have been booked to play such events as the Gala Ball at the Galway Oyster Festival, the Women's Football Final, and also the All-Stars in City West Dublin. They're also the top choice booking for Christmas parties every year, and the band of choice for several hotels, such as the Falls Hotel, Ennis Diamond, I think it is, and the McWilliam Park, Claire Morris. In other words, they're not fucking Restless. Restless are brilliant. They're one of the greatest neo-rockabilly bands of all time. They've been going since the 1980s. They're nothing less than fabulous. They've got about 18 albums behind them, and they haven't got a website. Rob, Mark and Paul, sort it out. Anyway, fortunately for you, I am still playing one of his songs from the new album, despite all this. Absolutely love this. We've just had a gun in his hand. What better noise should it make than Bam Bam?
See that I'm down on my knees. I'm gonna make it know that you belong to me. Cause all I wanna do is be close to you. Bam, bam, that's all I wanna do. And all I wanna do is make love to you. Just look into my eyes and you will know that it is true. And I say bam, bam, that's all I wanna do. 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 Sign your name on the dotted line. Sign, seal, delivered, and I know that you're mine. Now take my name and say it again. I wanna get you going, consummate my claim. Cause all I wanna do is be close to you. Bam, bam, that's all I wanna do. And all I wanna do is make love to you. Just look into my eyes and you will know that it is true. And I say bam, bam, that's all I wanna do. Bam, bam, that's all I wanna do. That's all I wanna do. Bam, bam, that's all I wanna do. Now don't tell me that I'm out of line. Never got me down cause you look so fine. Wearing your dress and it fits so tight. You know that everything will be alright. I said bam, bam, that's all I wanna do. Bam, bam, that's all I wanna do. Bam, bam, that's all I wanna do. Bam, bam, that's all I wanna do.
that's all I wanna do. Bam, bam, that's all I wanna do. Bam, bam, that's all I wanna do. Hey, Mr. Preacher, take your hands off me. If I'm gonna reach you, then set me free. I know that I'm creating in the house of the Lord, but we gotta get going in my 58 Ford, 'cause all I wanna do is be close to you. Bam, bam, that's all I wanna do. And all I wanna do is make love to you. Look into my eyes and you will know that it is true. I said, bam, bam, that's all I wanna do. 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 Bam, bam, that's all I wanna do.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Restless and bam, 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 bam. Have you got a track for us?
I do.
Sorry, got a bit carried away with the old singing there.
Sorry. Yeah, I do. If you do have a track to nominate, it's dead easy. Just email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. Dead simple. We want the twats. Email me now. Sussex Saint's been in touch.
Brilliant.
He's a good source of twats.
It's twats, aren't
he? He's a really good source of twats. He said, hi, Tim. I have a potentially controversial twat for punky listeners. I saw that Hugh Cornwall, ex of the Stranglers, had a new album out called Totem and Taboo. I followed his solo career and bought several of his albums, which were all great. However, the last two were poor, and so when I heard he had gone back to his Stranglers roots, I thought I'd give it a go. To his credit, it's a good album, but when you check out his videos, he has made for the two songs released, Totem and Taboo and God is a Woman, something makes me think he was losing it, or he has had to resort to the old trick of naked women to sell records. And there were two videos, Totem and Taboo, God is a Woman links. The video for God is a Woman is grounds enough for saying, as much as I love Hugh Cornwall, that for stepping over the mark and using gratuitous female naked bodies to sell his records, Hugh Cornwall is a twat. Controversial regards to Sussex Saint. I did have to watch the videos, of course.
Of course you did, yeah, for research purposes,
Purely to evaluate it. Naked women in videos, what do you do? One of them is on stage at the 12 Bar Club with some kind of burlesque style.
Really? At the 12 Bar?
Yeah. And then the other one was literally just naked women throughout the whole thing. And it feels a little bit Reader's Wives kind of style. I had to watch it to the end, though.
Of course you did. I don't think I'd have made it.
So I don't know.
But you know what? I think he's a bit of a twat anyway, to be honest.
Okay, I've always
felt he was a bit up himself, and now if he's proved to have abandoned his arty fartiness just to get a few kids to watch his videos, I think we can go with it.
It does feel a little bit dirty old Manny.
Right.
But fair enough. But I will post the links on Facebook just in case anyone wants to just confirm.
Yes, but perhaps you'd be bothered to go on the page and maybe make a comment about them. We'll talk about it next week.
Exactly. So, so the video for God is a Woman is grounds up saying, as much as I love Hugh Cornwall, that for stepping over the mark and using gratuitous female naked bodies to sell his records, Hugh Cornwall
is a twat. I think that's fair enough.
I think that's fair enough, yeah.
And I'm very, very glad that the twats are on board, even if it has to be punk legends. Right, last track this week, Tony.
Yep.
Nightmare Boys.
Okay.
We played a few tracks by Nightmare Boys off the last album they brought out in, I believe, 2012. Thought it was a bit suspicious that we hadn't heard from Nightmare Boys since then, and now I know why. Do you know why?
Why is that?
Split up.
Oh, of course.
They still have a Facebook page, and the first thing that comes up, it says, we're dead. We're not going anymore. Thanks for support over the last 4 years. So you can still get Nightmare Boys material, but seeing as we've played music by other bands that split up, I see no reason not to play this right now. What is Nightmare Boys Facebook page?
facebook.com/Nightmare Boys.
It is, with 3 Z's, 3 Z's. Should we just call it a draw this week?
Yeah, fair enough.
We'll just call it a draw. 4-4. There you go. We're nice people, aren't we? We're nice boys. Aren't we, really?
We are.
This is Let's Hope Something to encourage the England team this week, because I imagine they're all listening. And hello, the England team. This is Holding Out.
down by a canyon. Check out.
That was Nightmare Boys. Thanks very much for listening this week. Good luck to England, etc., etc., and I hope the rest of you around the world are enjoying the World Cup. Particularly if you're in Tanzania, thanks for getting in touch there. We do like getting messages from far-flung places, and unless you're in Tanzania itself, trust me, it's far-flung. There are some internet stations that carry this show. They are, Tony.
They are the Internet Talk Superstation. You can find them at talksuperstation.com. We're on Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com, and finally on Radio Andra, radioandra.se. I found out this week Galactic World Radio is no more. It is now a metal station. So
it's a what? A mental station?
Metal.
Oh, right.
So we're not on that anymore. But Radio Andra, andra.se, do check those out.
3 out of 4 ain't bad. That's about it. I might see some of you in Bournemouth this Saturday. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo, got poo.